Hello and welcome to episode 20 of Martin Uncut. Today it's the 13th of January 2021. Today I wanted to continue to talk about podcasting 2.0 because I felt I didn't really finish that discussion yesterday. So this is also something that has been introduced or started by both Adam Curry and Dave Jones. And I heard a lot of fuss about this, especially on different social medias, mainly on Mastodon. But I think it's fairly interesting to look into in more detail. So what I did was to actually look around on the interwebs. And first I had actually trouble to finding the documentation around it and what it meant. And it wasn't super clear on the podcast index orgs. But there is a link to a GitHub, so it's the podcastingindex.org's GitHub, and they have a repository called Podcast Namespace. And if you go into this one, you will find all the information you want to know about podcasting 2.0. But essentially what it is, so let's just reverse two steps here. So podcasting is built mainly, or the distribution around podcasting is built around the feed. And the feed is an XML document that either your hosting provider is creating for you or a WordPress site. And you could actually also create it manually. But this is what all the different directories is reading and getting information around your podcast from. It's also something that apps can look into and use. So it's a document that is meant and intended for computers to read. And this is XML is something that is really old. It's probably 20, 25 years old at least. It's a really talkative language. It's very similar to HTML. It's related to that. But it's extensible. So the feed that we are using today, it's a normal XML feed, but usually then extended. Apple has done their own specification and added Apple tags into the podcast feeds that we use today. And that you may know if you have set up your account in different places. And now what happens is that the podcasting index crew here, or the podcasting 2.0 is doing is creating a new extension to the podcasting feed. And so far, there is not super much decided around this, but there is a few tags that they have actually already decided on. So they are incrementally working with this and adding additional tags. So in November, they added 5 tags. And I think it's in February or in, let's double check. I have it in front of me. Actually, in the end of January, they close phase 2. And that is when they are going to add additional tags. But what they added so far is 5 tags. And those are locked, transcript, funding, and chapters, and soundbite. And if you go to this Git repository, you can find a lot of detail around these, how they are looking, and what you can use them for. The transcript tag is going to be used for a link to your transcript. And you can actually add multiple of these transcripts into the feed for different language, and you can use different encodings for them. So you can add them in plain text, or you can add HTML, or you can add SRT, and that's usually what's used for videos. And that would also then make pretty sense, good sense to an audio podcast, because there's timestamps in it. There is also the locked attribute, and that is to minimize or help the users that don't want people to start following or start to spread the podcast forward. More information you can find in the document. Another one that I think is fairly interesting is the funding, and that is a link to how you can fund or help give support to this podcast or the podcast. I don't have these tags, so you can't support me, sorry. And there is also chapters, so it's a way, the chapter tag, that is to for you to be able to structure and give a table of contents of your podcast. If someone don't want to listen to the whole thing or just a part of it, they can easily find where to start. And there is already some applications that is supporting this and to crowdsource the chapters from the listeners. And finally, we have the soundbite attribute, and that is to actually link into the podcasts, and it essentially says start here and stop here. And then you can also add a label to it. So you can see it as a trailer for the podcast or something too that you can use. And of course, there is a lot of thinking about what are you going to use this for and how is this going to be used for. And that is a topic for tomorrow. So for now, have a good one and see you tomorrow.
Martin Uncut, your daily technology dose.